Variety Theater. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater with Henry Russell and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, one of Motion Pictures' most versatile and talented young men, Gene Kelly, and one of Radio's most versatile and talented young men, Dennis Day. And now here she is, our gal Thursday, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour.
Thank you and good evening, everyone. Welcome to another glamour session at Seal Test Variety Theater. Lucky me to have a date with two such popular men around Hollywood as Gene Kelly and Dennis Day.
Hello, Dottie.
Hello, Gene. Hello, Dennis. What's the matter?
Gee, you're glamorous.
Hello, Dennis.
You too.
Oh, Dennis, you're a big boy now. You needn't be so breathless.
Yeah, kid, you act like a fellow who just got to Hollywood. It's about time you learned your way around.
Oh, really? Well, I'm only too willing to learn. Gosh, Mr. Kelly, you're so sophisticated and smooth. Maybe if you...
Well, speak up, son. What do you want to know?
Well, when did your father tell you about the birds and the bees?
Huh? Well, he never told me.
He didn't?
No, he gave me an egg and a jar of honey and told me to figure it out for myself.
Well, how about your father, Miss L'Amour? Did your father give you a jar of honey and an egg?
Yeah, but I was too young, so I ate them.
Gee, if I could only be like Mr. Kelly. I saw the Three Musketeers, and in that picture, he kisses Lana Turner.
So what? It's just part of a day's work.
Some work? Wow!
But don't be silly. When I go to the studio in the morning, it's going to work. When I get there, I kiss Lana Turner. It's just like a Fuller Brush Man, only when he goes to work, he sells brushes.
You mean kissing Lana Turner's like being a Fuller Brush Man?
That's right.
Brooms, brushes, brooms, brushes, brooms!
Thank you, Dottie, Gene, and Dennis. We'll see you later. And now the Vice President in charge of suggestions is about to suggest.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
Like ice cream? Sure you do. But you'll never know how good ice cream can be until you taste Seal Test. It's better in every way. Smoother and creamier tasting. Extra fine-grained in texture. Richer in wonderful lip-smacking flavor. And Seal Test quality control keeps it that way. Tops in quality and pure goodness. No wonder Seal Test outsells all other ice cream by an overwhelming margin. The next time you buy ice cream, don't just say ice cream, say Seal Test. With your first smooth, delicious spoonful, you'll know how good ice cream can be. Always
get the best, get Seal Test.
Now, if there are any of you in a melancholy mood, here is our own Dorothy L'Amour in a sympathetic mood, asking you to brush those tears from your eyes.
Brush those tears from your eyes and try to realize that this ache in my heart is for you. Brush those tears from your eyes and try to realize that from now on I'll always be true. I went away, but I didn't mean to stay, and I will regret it until my dying day. Brush those tears from your eyes and try to realize that the ache in my heart is for you.
Poor girl, when she went away, she didn't mean to stay, and she will regret it until her dying day.
Brush those tears from your eyes and try to realize that the ache in my heart is for you. Yes, the ache in my heart is for you.
Thank you. You know, folks, if a dancer is really great, you gladly make allowances for his acting. And if an actor is really great, you'll make allowances for his dancing. But when Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer wanted a guy to star in an all-star technical musical, they had to have someone who's tops in both departments. The picture is Words and Music, based on the lives and music of Rodgers and Hart. The actor-dancer is our guest, Gene Kelly.
Thank you, Dottie. Thank you. That's the nicest introduction I've ever received, and I like it, even if it isn't true.
Oh, but it is, every word of it. And just to give you a whirl at acting department tonight, we've dreamed up a little comedy sketch called, well, Carlton, that sounds like a cue for you.
As our story opens, the super chief is speeding west. Going forward through the swaying train is a young, rather nice-looking fellow. He has just entered the dining car. The steward approaches him.
Ready for your dinner, sir?
Yes.
Sorry, I can't seat you alone. You mind sharing a table?
No, not at all. How about that table on the right?
You mean the second table?
No, I mean the fourth one. The one with the...
The one with the attractive lady reading the book. I'll see. Just a moment. Beg pardon, ma'am. Would you mind if I put a gentleman at your table?
What? Oh, yes, it's quite all right.
Thank you. Right this way, sir.
Thanks. What book are you reading?
It's the young... You?
Yes, Linda, I...
Waiter, please bring my check.
Now, never mind, waiter. Look, Linda, I didn't get on a plane in New York and fly three-quarters of the way across the country and land in Chickasaw, Oklahoma to catch this train just to have you brush me off.
Well?
Now, tell me, are you really going to Reno?
Of course not. I'm just traveling for my health.
All right. I just had to catch you, Linda, before you do anything silly. I've got to talk to you.
Oh, it's too late for talk. And besides that, Mother says
Mother.
That...
Mother. Oh, so it's your mother, the old...
There you go, picking on my mother again. Just because she loves me and came to stay for a few weeks.
And stayed a few years.
My poor, sweet mother. You've always picked on her. What unkind thing did she ever say to you?
Oh, drop dead.
How dare you say that to me?
No, that's what she said to me.
The way you talk, you'd think my mother was an ogre. And that last crack you made, saying the 20th Century Fox wouldn't make the snake pit unless Mother was technical advisor.
Now, honey, you got me all wrong. Why, your mother is a lovely, sweet, understanding woman.
Now you're lying. And the way I worked my fingers to the bone for you.
Well, I always helped you with the dishes.
You wouldn't have had to if you'd taken me to a restaurant once in a while.
But I hate restaurants.
And you hate bridge and you hate dancing.
Now, that's unfair. You knew I couldn't dance when you married me.
Well, you could have at least tried to learn.
Why try to learn? I know I've got no sense of rhythm. No, but look, that's all past now. I'm a different man, honey. That's what I want to tell you. I'll love your mother like a brother. I'll play bridge. I'll eat in restaurants. I'll do...
Well, what about reading in bed?
What? Oh. Oh, yeah, reading in bed. Well...
Remember? With the lights on till 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I just wanted to look at the sports page.
What's the use? You won't go one-tenth of the way. You'd break up a marriage just to know what Joe does somebody's batting average is.
Oh, well... As long as we're taking inventory, Miss Perfection of 1949, let me remind you a few of your cute little habits. First,
excuse me, folks. Mind if I put another gentleman at your table?
Well, oh, I guess it's all right.
Right this way, sir.
Thanks for your trouble, Stuart. Here's a dime for yourself. Don't spend it all in one place. Well, it's mighty nice of you folks to let me sit with you, but don't let me interfere with your conversation. All I'm having is a glass of milk before I go to bed. Always have a glass of milk before I go to bed.
Well, good night.
That's a good one, yes, sir. Well, love to ride on trains. I do like to study people. Know all about them just by looking at their faces. Now take you two kids. You just got married and you're on your way to California for your honeymoon. Right?
Close. We were married 4 years ago and we're on our way to Reno for a divorce.
Divorce? Oh, you're kidding. Why, I can tell just by looking at you that you're a happy couple. I never miss. Can tell just by looking.
Mister, you'd better take another look.
Yeah, well, I can see it all now. Young man, you marched off to war in 42, flew a B-29 through the thick of it, while this little girl was counting every minute till you'd come home and make her your bride. Right?
Well, not exactly. I had flat feet, and I was stationed in Minneapolis.
And all during the war, I was engaged to a Marine from Kansas City.
Well, you can't be right every time. I understand that's why they put erasers on pencils. That milk sure hit the spot. Guess I'll go back, climb into my PJs, read a thriller, and hit the hay. Been mighty nice talking to you newlyweds. Good night, and remember, don't take any wooden nickels.
Why, B-29.
Well, can't be right every time. Love to ride the train, study people's faces.
Oh, stop it, Mark, please.
Don't take any wooden nickels. Oh, oh brother.
Hey. Hey, Linda.
What?
We're laughing.
Yeah, we're laughing.
Hey, you know, I haven't laughed since you left New York.
You know, I haven't either.
Now, look, you stay right here. I'll be back.
Where are you going?
I'm going to get the conductor to move our luggage into a double compartment.
Oh, darling, it's such a snug feeling in this compartment.
Is everybody happy?
Everybody.
You sleepy, darling?
Kinda.
I guess I'll turn out the light.
But you don't have to turn out the light. Go ahead, read the sports page.
Ah, no. I'm turning out the light. There.
But... but, honey, don't you want to know what Joe DiMaggio's doing?
DiMaggio? Who's Joe DiMaggio?
It's like June in January. That's what they're saying about the Seal Test dessert of the month, strawberry dessert cakes. They're individual cakes covered with red ripe strawberries, creamy vanilla ice cream, crushed macaroons, and a topper of whipped cream. A flavor symphony as welcome and refreshing as springtime. They're singing the praises of the new Seal Test flavor of the month, too. Vanilla fudge nut ice cream, a mellow blend of vanilla ice cream, toasty nuts, and ribbons of rich chocolate nut fudge. For a twin treat, get Seal Test Vanilla Fudge Nut Ice Cream and Seal Test Strawberry Dessert Cakes.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
Oh, Dottie, I understand you're going to sing Slow Boat to China.
No, Dennis, I'm going to sing Dream Away, composed by our own Henry Russell.
Gee, if it was Slow Boat to China, I had a swell joke to go with it.
Just a cozy evening dreaming by the fire, while the autumn wind is whistling round the door. As night is softly falling, you can hear the sandman calling, dream away, dream away. See the shadows flicker as the flames grow higher. Dancing on the walls, the ceiling, and the floor. The room is oh so cozy, and as long as things are rosy, dream away, dream away. It's a time for reverie. It's the way it always ought to be. It's the mood to which a dreamer should aspire. It's the time of day a dreamer's living for. So while the moon's upon you and there's stardust falling on you, dream away. Dream away.
A young man you've had the pleasure of knowing for a long time. He's not only the singing star of the Jack Benny Show, but the star of his own program for Colgate Palmolive Pete, a show which has become a Saturday evening must on NBC. I can safely say he's one of the most versatile performers I've ever met. Just how versatile, I didn't realize until last week. But that's another story. His name, of course, as if you needed to be told, is Dennis Day.
Gee, I'm sorry about what happened last week, Miss Lemoore. It wasn't my fault, honest, it wasn't. My mother put me up to it.
Your mother?
Yeah, she's a relative of mine.
So it was your mother. Now I'm beginning to understand, Dennis. I know how mothers feel.
Oh, you do?
Well, after all, I'm a woman.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I knew it the minute you came in.
Thank you.
Oh, it wasn't hard. You have lipstick on and your shape is somewhat in your favor, too.
Well, it's nice of you to have noticed.
Oh, I keep my eyes open. But to get back to my mother, we're really awfully sorry, both of us, Miss Lemoore. Except maybe my mother.
No, she wouldn't be. But how did it happen, Dennis?
Well, I'll tell you the whole story. Mother was sitting in the dining room reading the Beverly Hills newspaper when she spotted a certain item. Must have gotten her pretty excited because she jumped to her feet.
Good heavens!
Huh? Why, what's the matter, Mother?
The radio and Moving Picture Actors League. They're after the same piece of property the FDOF is trying to get.
The FDOF?
My club. The founding daughters of our forefathers. You've seen our group picture hanging in the living room, haven't you, Dennis? With the letters FDOF under it.
Oh, yeah, but I thought it meant fat dames over 40.
Never mind. We want that building for a clubhouse, and the league wants it as an actor's home. And it says here, the city still is undecided to whom to award it. Dennis, I've got an idea.
I bet it's good and sneaky, huh?
Did you ever see me stoop to anything low or underhanded? Unless I were positive it would work.
No, Mother.
All right. Now listen. The actors are taking a public opinion poll on the matter. Dorothy Lemoore is going from house to house with the question...
Yeah.
Shall the city property on Elm Drive be awarded to the undeserving, incompetent, and utterly useless group known as the FDOF?
Miss Lemoore's a member of your club?
Certainly not.
Then how does she know so much about the organization?
Oh, keep quiet. Now, here's my idea, and it's a beauty. Mrs. McNulty, our treasurer, works in the city registrar's office.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, suppose she gives a list of houses to Dorothy Lemoore to call on where we're sure no one is home.
This is a beauty?
Of course. But there will be someone there. You.
Me?
Yes. At each place you open the door, just wide enough for Miss Lemoore to hear you, but not to see you. Then in a different voice each time, you vote yes on the poll. Wonderful?
I won't do it. It's sneaky and dishonorable and unethical.
Dennis Day!
And necessary to my health. Okay. Come on, Mother. Let's go.
How do you do? May I have your name, please?
Oh, she's the Giuseppe Salvatore Bacigalupo, Antonio Pasquale, Enrico Scubadori. I'm Italian.
Yes, I suspected so. Do you have a family, sir?
Oh, I got a wife and a 15 of kids, a 7 of bambinos and a 8 of bambinettes.
Thank you. Well, you see, I'm conducting a public opinion poll.
Oh, that's a fine. I'm a voter, wee-wee.
Well, I don't understand.
That's the mean of my shoe. You give the place to the FDOF.
Why, but... But how did you know what I was going to ask you?
Well, that's the question on everyone's lips, you know?
Yes.
Well, you happen to pass it by. You're just the one to get it to mine. Goodbye, please.
Gosh, I nearly gave it away.
I know. After this, be careful. Come on. Our next stop is 328 Oak.
Okay.
How do you do?
Howdy, Bub.
Bub?
Sorry, Bubesh. Have you got something on your mind, lady?
Yes, I have.
Well, as the bald-headed Rose said to the strip teaser, let's get it off.
My gracious. Well, in your opinion, should the city property on Elm Drive be awarded to the FDOF?
You betcha, ma'am. As the girdle said to the fat lady, there ain't no getting around that, kiddo.
Oh, sure. Me all the fame and flavor of property for FDOF, you betcha. Ha ha, some more.
I see. May I have your name, please?
Me all the same, Hip Sing Ling Fong Ding Dong Bong Bong from Hong Kong.
Could you repeat that?
Oh, no, very sorry. Just made it first time.
How do you do?
Well, faith now on the top of the morning to you, Colleen. And what is it I can be after doing for you this fine morning in a store of Kushla McCree?
Why, Dr. Goldberg.
Huh?
Well, that's what your sign says outside the door. Are you Dr. Goldberg or aren't you?
Well, then...
There's something very strange going on here. Something very, very strange. Now, I wonder... Good day. I beg your pardon, but could you open the door just a bit wider?
No, I can't, because I'm only 2.5 years old, so they're too boo.
3.5 years old?
Yeah, 2.
Then how do you explain the fact that you're wearing brown slacks and shoes that are at least size 10?
This is my second childhood.
I don't think so. Perhaps I'd better push the door open and find out for myself.
Oh, no, wait, you better...
So, it was you all the time. Aren't you Dennis Day?
Yes, ma'am. You see, Miss Lemoore,
you ruined my pole. That's what you've done. To think of you being in every one of those houses, how could you do a thing like that?
We use my mother's new Hudson at Speedy.
That's a good plug. Well, I forgive you. But to atone for your sins, how about singing a song for all of us?
Well, I'd love to, Miss Lemoore. Here's a real happy tune. Look up.
Look up, look up, when everything's looking down. Whenever you're low, let everything go. Come out of that gloomy frown. Look up, look up, whenever those clouds are gray. It's gonna be fun whenever that sun starts chasing those clouds away. There's no room for old man gloom, so shake him. You're bound to take him. Just try a smile or two, but whatever you do, look up, look up. Don't ever give up the fight. When everything's wrong, it's never too long till everything turns out right. So whatever you do, look up. Look up. Look up. Don't ever give up the fight. When everything's wrong, it's never too long till everything turns out right. So whatever you do, look up.
Dennis Day and Verna Felton. That was wonderful. And now, in just a few seconds, we're going to give you some great news about a great lineup on this show for next week.
Of all the foods you buy, none gives you more in value than milk. It's nature's most nearly perfect food, and as such, it's a practical necessity for you and your family. In these days of skyrocketing costs, National Dairy more than ever recognized its responsibility to help keep the price of milk low, simply because it is so vital to the everyday needs of millions of American families. It's not an easy job to do, but the fact is that while milk prices have gone up, the cost of other foods has increased far more. The dairy farmer has contributed a great deal by his wonderful job of keeping milk production at an all-time high. And we who collect milk from the farms, pasteurize, bottle, and deliver it, we've tried to do a good job, too. Each month, executives from Seal Test companies, serving more than 100 communities, get together at National Dairy to discuss the problems of this business and to plan for its improvement. These men have a wealth of experience to draw on to help us keep costs low and National Dairy products good. And here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dorothy L'Amour.
Next Thursday, we've lined up two more wonderful guests. That perennial favorite, Eddie Cantor, and one of America's really swell actors, Lloyd Nolan. To Gene Kelly and Dennis Day, who appeared with us tonight, I want to say that this will go down in my little Seal Test diary as one of the outstanding nights of the season. Thanks a million from us all, especially since your appearance tonight contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. And now, Carlton Cadell, I believe you have a word or two in behalf of another fine cause.
Right, Dottie. The fight against tuberculosis. Since 1904, the death rate from TB has been cut by 80%. But the fight is not yet won. Tuberculosis has been called the unnecessary disease. And yet last year it claimed 50,000 victims. TB is curable. And the earlier it is detected, the easier the cure and the safer the family and friends of the victim. Do your part. Don't take chances. Have your chest x-rayed tomorrow. Many communities offer this service free. Periodic chest x-rays by all adults will help wipe out this dread disease.
Thanks, Carlton. Well, everybody, this is it until next Thursday. Till then, for Henry Russell and the orchestra, the crew chiefs, and tonight's guests, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying keep well, keep happy, and keep listening.
Continuity for Seal Test Variety Theater is written by Howard Harris and Sidney Zelenka, and direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tune in next Thursday at this same time when Seal Test Ice Cream again presents Seal Test Variety Theater starring Dorothy L'Amour and as our guests, Eddie Cantor and Lloyd Nolan. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is Carlton Cadell speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.